and tell them we up next. You can't stop that. This your favorite podcast. Every show is lit, baby. You know what we finna do. Slick gon' talk that slick talk. He gon' get political. Okay. Do not switch topics. Nope. Niggas is toxic.
Poppy shots don't always say it's something wrong. But
if you don't like it, what we saying, nigga? Oh, well. We try to tell you, baby, this might not go well. This might not go. Hey, hey, that's it. One take. We're not even doing it again. Keep that. That's the one.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of This Might Not Go Away. Yeah. Episode 157. We in the building. You ain't know who it is. It's the host with the most, B Breezy, aka Poppy Sazone.
Yo, yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Slick Grayson. How y'all doing out there?
Already know what you gotta do. Please download the Alive Podcast app on iOS or Android, and please follow us on all social media at This Might Not Go Well. Have any branding deals, business opportunity, please email us at This Might Not Go Well at gmail.com. Episode 157, and we got a happy belated birthday. It's my cousin Grayson's birthday.
Yes. Let's run something real quick, I guess.
Come on now.
Funny how I go to this album for the last like two birthdays, two or three.
Yeah. Whoa. I had to cut some niggas off, they didn't mean me no good. I come from the ghetto, so my trunk is in my hood. She wouldn't wear no panties around me, even if she could. Gave out plenty spankings till they got it understood. Fuck the nosebleeds, baby, come sit on this wood. If you know it's tension, don't come around me like it's good. I got street smarts and you can't get this out no book. I can't write my wrongs, but I can still write these hooks.
Maybe I should break that 20, do a 10. Maybe I should break that 10, do a 5. Then if it gets live, do a 5 again. If he held his tongue on that live, he'd be alive again. Damn. My uncle's sister know she raised a real one, ill one. It's been 30 minutes, I don't feel none. Oh shit, wait a minute, think I'm starting to feel some. Where you get this motherfucking pill from? Heard it got some sanctions on my...
Yeah, man, happy birthday to me. Ooh. I run a little song for the people.
Okay, how you feeling, my guy?
Chilling, bro, it's a good week. I ain't really do too much, but I think that I executed what I wanted to execute, so I can't really be tripping about that. So I'm definitely, you know, so I'm going to go to work suited and booted every day. I did that, busted out some new flavors, you know. Had a great dinner with wifey. You know, I felt a lot of love, and I think that's just all you really want on a day like this. I ain't really need nothing. Like, I was just in a good position to embrace that, enjoy that, and, you know, now it's just like we moving on to the bigger and the better.
I like that. You feel me? Once again, happy 365. Appreciate you on this audio journey. Just a friendship over 10 years with you, brother. You know, always wishing you nothing but success and wealth in every shape and form.
Appreciate you, my guy.
But with that said, Slick, you know, due to last episode, we faced some slander, some backlash over here. You know, we was told we didn't celebrate Vibes Cartel the right way the last episode. Shout out to Jazz of All Trades. You know, she was listening to this podcast at 5:45 a.m. in the morning, which is crazy, but I appreciate you listening, though. I don't think I want anyone to listen to this podcast before 6 a.m.
I ain't mad at it. That's dedication.
You feel me? Shout out to y'all. You feel me? I just wanted to read something that she said, you know. She said, I want you to know y'all need to give Vibes Cartel more time. How dare you give that man only 2 to 3 minutes? I thought the whole podcast was about to be fever. This episode was unprofessional. I don't know. All my Jamaicans are going to kill me for that accent. But Slick, drop straight for these people over here.
Your loving old me some control me some me give you me heart don't take.
Nah, we not doing edited cartel. Run that back.
What the hell? Oh,
I'm so. Yeah, the condom tearing up. That mean the pump pump tight, you know. Can you turn around like a terminus? Make me hurt it up, make me hurt it up. God knows I'm a love you, me care for you. Make me hurt it up, make me hurt it up. If you breathe off no fear, me will stay with you. Now when you cock it up, you make my body red now. Turn around, can you run from the head now? Remember say you're wicked in a bed, yo. And the street vibes from girl, you're dead now. Underneath us a title, you're well proud. So we match, call me cocky, well endowed. Baby, we have to fuck two times, cause your pussy too tight. She say, you see that bulb, yeah, you're too bright. See the cocky, yeah, broke up that, like a school fight. She say, you see that bulb, yeah, you're too bright. Every time when you pass my road, you do me something when you can't control. Girl, your pussy plenty, can I get more? Put your pussy by me, can I get more? Pretty girl from a far chateau, see that long cocky, yeah, we make Shelly nose bowl. Girl, your pussy plenty, can I get more? Put your pussy by me, can I get more? You have a couple things money can't buy. Money can't buy love, you better go buy Dubai. Cock up, panic cocky, freely try no shy. If you like when it at you, we like July. Me have a knife. For your kid, me a cut it in a two like cut eye, cut eye. Sit down, girl, do one to eye. Bob Marley lie, bow, woman.
XOXO, my love is very special. If you want it, you can have it. But don't take me for granted. So much, so much, so much things I did not say. I'm from Portmore, that's in JA. We can do it on that beach there.
Dick, duck, dick, duck. Dick, duck, dick, duck. Broke it, set it, broke it, set it. Broke it, set it, broke it, set it.
Back shot, somehow you got extra, forget me not. When it's sweet, you, what you say?
Fever, buy your punani.
Point for me, baby, everything crisp. My good love make you turn and twist.
Fever,
Guan, popcorn.
They ain't no hot skull, but tell me something. And when you get the new clocks, the daddy?
Oh.
Which color that? Daddy no party.
Oh.
You alone have the style, the daddy. The king for England, I feel love off yardy. And when you get the new clocks, the daddy? Which color that? Daddy no party. And you alone have the style, the daddy. The queen for England, I feel love off yardy.
Real bad man, no muggle in a shot. Straight jeans, cut off foot pants. Everybody have to ask when me get my clocks. Everybody have to ask when me get my clocks. The leather hard, the sweat soft. Toothbrush get out the dust fast. Everybody have to ask when me get my clocks. Everybody have to ask when me get my clocks.
Me no love creppin' up. Clocks me prefer. Clocks for the leather, yeah. Clocks with the fur.
Hey, yeah. Me no wanna boring fuck. Me no wanna boring wine. Me no wanna boring wine. Move your clothes and fuck on the line. But me no wanna boring grind. No, me no wanna boring wine. Me don't wanna boring wine. Baby, your pussy have to physically fit. Broke me cocky like dry maca stick. Enough girl flap for your feet. Enough of them pop down when time me tell them this. Me want you fi pedal and wheel pan that big fat cocky that will longer than a kangaroo. And cool on when you two breasts them like the angle.
Girl, ride on the cocky like a bicycle. Ride on the cocky like a bicycle. You love the lollipop, you love the icicle. But don't tell you me no wanna bore it, girl. Ride on the cocky like a bicycle. Ride on the cocky like a bicycle.
Girl, me love the way your tongue a tickle my nipple. Me love it, you go down a wall of ice.
At the teacher
and at five.
Every man grab a girl
and every girl grab a man.
Yeah, we had off.
Hey, fever. Boy, shout out to that girls with that flat tire. Pum pum, that pussy go brrr.
What did you just say? That made sense. I don't think that's how you're supposed to use the dialogue, but okay.
Now, you know the DJs at the party be saying some wild shit. Shout out to the girls with their pussy clean. Good pussy hygiene. They be saying the most outlandish shit. All right, so Jazz of All Trade and anyone listening who say we didn't give Vibes Cartel his justice.
Well, yeah, the Jamaicans.
Leave us alone now.
I'll say the Jamaicans got it. Y'all just got like 6 straight minutes. Congratulations. I get this can't go on YouTube.
Nigga, I have to edit all this shit. So hey, if this shit sounds choppy on YouTube, blame Jazz. All right. You did, you kind of did your weekly check-ins already.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
For your birthday. I'm chilling too. You know, just out here trying to, you know, do what I gotta do. But let's get on to the news, man. Texas has officially banned Pornhub. So, if you didn't know, recently, just pulled his services out of Texas due to age verification law. What's your thoughts on elected officials in Texas are requiring people in Texas to verify their age before allowing access to their website?
I think, well, kids, age verification makes sense. I'm just kind of, you know, there's always been ways around it. I feel like age verification has always been a thing. Like, is it deeper than just the enter if you're 18? Not that I should know what that sign says or anything like that, but is it more intricate than that? Like, I need to know what they're requiring them to do, because I feel like it should be age verified. You shouldn't, like, nobody should be able to get onto the website. But we also know that these porn sites don't be caring. Enter at your own risk. Oh, shit, pussy, you know? So,
man, my nigga didn't. I mean, I agree, but my nigga, you stopping Twitter as a parent, you stopping Reddit. Like, my nigga, there's so many different other sources. Niggas don't really go to Pornhub. Niggas don't really go to porn sites for real shit anymore. Niggas got OnlyFans right there. Like, niggas will get their rocks off on regular social media. So, I mean, porn can damage a nigga's life. Too much porn. Mm-hmm. So I'm half and half. I'm like, because I know we talked about this like way back, like how just this generation now over sexualized everything. Sex was a mystery growing up type shit. Like, you really had to sneak off. You really had to, like, know a nigga who got a DVD tape to really lock in on some shit. Bro, before you even know what sex is, you already saw sex numerous times on TV shows, yeah, and all out of shit.
Yeah, never touched a titty in your life, but you know what's supposed to go where. Like, you gonna hit that from the back. What, little nigga? What you should say to me?
I don't really know how they're gonna really, especially like a place like Texas. Like, nigga, you got Houston.
You can't do Austin. Shit. But you realize it really comes down to, like, taking they're gonna frame it around constitutional rights. Like, you can't tell me what to do. I got freedom of speech. I got freedom of whatever. I can, you know, how you gonna make this a requirement? You can't take away my civil liberties. America is too American.
Oh yeah.
So,
and that's what Pornhub is actually stating. You're right on. You work for Pornhub, nigga, because that's exactly what they're saying. And they're suing over this new law. So we'll see what. I can't really see other states follow along like this, because it's like, this is a lose-lose battle, because it's like, all right, then you just got to take off. You just got to take social media. You got to go on some China shit for real.
No, you
got to put a strict
internet
access.
You just got to get a VPN. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, let's go. Now, on to other news. Quiet on the Set documentary has hit the airwaves, and boy, this shit is getting crazy. From Josh, from Drake Bell and his abuser, Brian Peck, into other things that's been going on behind Nickelodeon. Have you had a chance to see the documentary?
I've seen clips. I don't necessarily know if I want to watch it, because I think it's already so believable what could have possibly been happening at a Nickelodeon and other networks. But I also feel like you feel for these people. Because I remember Drake Bell, he got in trouble a couple of years ago for messaging an underage child, right? An underage girl.
Yeah.
So the fact that, like, this was all happening to him, and even his abuser, like, people were writing letters on his abuser's behalf and shit like that, I think that's just real dark.
And I've not been hearing a lot of stuff about Dan Schneider for years. Prior to this coming out, because if you don't know who Dan Schneider is, he is possibly responsible for a lot of hit TV shows on Nickelodeon. You had Zoey 101, Victorious, Kat. Who's the other girl from iCarly? Oh, he also responsible for iCarly, but
Jeanette McCurdy.
Kat and Sam.
Yeah, Jeanette McCurdy.
Yeah, Kat and Sam. And speaking of Sam, Jeanette McCurdy was speaking on that too, some of the stuff that she was saying. It's really a sad thing. I think everyone should watch it. Please, if you have kids who are trying to get into, especially now with social media and just kids trying to be instantly famous or try to get on, please watch out for your kids, because, you know, there's predators all around this world, both guys and women, those all individuals of all. Just protect your children at all case, because a lot of people came to the defense of Brian Peck. once again, I want to say Brian Peck don't have no relations with Josh Peck. Even Josh Peck is getting flames because he stood quiet.
Like, you knew that he was touching his butt, bro. Come on, be real. That's the wild shit. I'm not even trying to be funny. I was just like, yo, niggas know.
So, please, I'm going to take some more time to watch it and really get to see, because I've been hearing rumors about this. This is not something, all these stories are something that's been in the news in some shape, form in the last 10 years. But let's get into some.
Hold on. Conspiracy time. I need a sound for conspiracy time. What the fuck is happening in Hollywood that all this shit is leaking at once? Ooh. Or what's happening in the world that is making stuff that, you know, in smaller circles, we probably have understood it's probably happened, right? But for it to be public knowledge with documentaries and talk shows and $50 million lawsuits and all this, that, and that, what is happening where this is all coming out? Just, you know, we don't have to discuss it further because, you know, shit. But it's worth thinking about, right? You don't, we don't get information like this unless there's something bigger afoot, and this is like distractions. But yeah, back to our regularly scheduled program.
Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting. We'll do a deep dive later. Okay, let's get to celebrity news. Kai Cenat is on the enemy list of Ye. After Kai Cenat was on his stream and he received some product from Ye, and that pants was basically oversized, and he just basically said, like, yo, Kanye, send me another one. This shit too big. Well, apparently Kanye didn't like this. Kanye DM'd him, said, don't make no jokes about my clothes when you ain't say nothing about what Adidas is doing. And when Vulture Song came out, you ain't play my verse. You're control. Don't play with me. So that way, Kai responding, I hear you, bro, but ain't no joke was being said when I first opened that package. I showed love instantly. All I did was try on the sweat and it didn't fit. No jokes was made. I immediately asked for a new pair. So this is, yo, I ain't gonna lie, Kanye, he's a manipulator. He a gaslight king. So you ain't do nothing wrong. So I felt this way for no reason.
You ain't do shit.
I'm definitely getting that shit off in the future.
I'm gonna have to write that one down. You ain't do nothing wrong. Like, I felt this way for no reason. That's wild. So I'm using it with the kids. Like, so you do nothing wrong. I'm yelling at you for no reason. Bet money.
Come on now. And then which Kai responded, yes. Which Ye say, fuck you, nigga. You was told to diss my shit. You a pawn. Which led to his manager, John Monopoly, basically threatening Kai, saying, like, yo, we could meet one-on-one in the Bronx in 231st and Carpenter. We need another person. We could talk about this. What's your whole thoughts about this exchange between Ye team and Kai Cenat?
This is what happens when you try to take away Kanye's platform. He's going to just do all this wild shit. And it's all press. It's all press. He know what he's doing. Kai got one of the biggest platforms out there right now. So you're not going to support my shit. You're not going to let me go on tour. I'm fucking with everybody that got something to say. And to Kai's point, it's like, I saw the clip. He didn't say anything bad, but he put the pants on and them shit's dead fell. It's like, yo, these too big, bro. But Kanye is like, yo, as half maniacal, half genius, I'm going to interact with all the niggas who people pay attention to. And, you know, I'm going to get a little crazy because that's what y'all think I am anyway. But now we're going to have these conversations. So and the fact that them niggas, they not going to fight. It's like the kids. Them two, they not going to fight. But yeah, it's the information of just like, hey, let everybody be trying me. I'm going to go here. And I think even Kai Cenat, he didn't say nothing bad about Kanye the whole time. I don't think from what I saw, anything I saw about it. He's just like, yo, bro, I'm not trying to even disrespect. Like, I get it, but these shits ain't fit. What you want me to do?
Yo, deadass, like, come on now. Like, I think it's real stupid. And John Monopoly. I don't care, nigga. You're not disrespecting my half-Haitian brother out here. Fuck out of here. We going to go viral dance, Slick. Fuck Ye, okay? Come on right now.
I ain't say that.
DM me at this might not go well, Ye. Fuck out of here, nigga.
Yeah,
I didn't say nothing when Adidas was saying shit to you, nigga.
I did.
I didn't say shit.
I said mad shit. I was on your side. I said, nigga, you might be right. Never mind.
Over here. Dude. And then, but I did support Vultures. I ain't gonna lie, Vultures had some bop on it, so I can't completely say I didn't support you at all, but fuck out of here. That's my Haitian half brother over here. I'm riding. And it's like, I put this on the docket. That's a lot of appreciation. Oh my good Lord Jesus.
I told you.
Oh my God.
I told you.
Yeah, she's in my top five.
I told you. I don't know why you do this. You did it with SZA, you did it with her. I be telling you, you be like in a little
Oh
tiny,
my God.
Build the body
back. Because she was hanging out with Ruby Rose in Miami and she was doing oh my God. She arched that shit. I was like, yeah, 21.
Mm-hmm.
21.
Can you do something for me?
And then I saw the picture with her, Brooke. You see Drake with Brooklyn. Come on down.
I've seen that.
With her, Brooklyn, Mulatto, and Ruby Rose. Oh my good Lord. That should look like the big three. Oh my God.
You would need the big three for one of them women.
That was like the macaroni and the yams. What it's in the ribs all touching together, my nigga. Just a magnificent plate. Oh my God. Yeah. I mean all the asses. Oh me.
Yo, what is wrong with you?
And then I had to go on her sister page. I'm like, okay, Drake, I see why you in Clayco. I see why you drinking Clayco water now. Because I want to drink her bath water.
Is she like, what, 22, 23, her sister?
Oh, shit. Hold on. Let me take it back.
I'm not even trying to be funny. I'm dead just asking.
No, you're probably right. You're probably right. Because if Lotto was like 25, 26, her sister got to be a little bit younger than that. She's in that ballpark.
She's born in 2002. She's turning 22. Drake a nasty nigga.
Hey, not too much of my guy. Nasty nigga. Not too much of my guy.
I get it. You got money,
hey,
bro.
If Drake could get pregnant by Jalen Green, my nigga.
And she got that man playing out of his mind. He dunking on people. Oh, he said, fuck it. I'm about to be a dad. I got to really turn up now.
That's a fact.
But nah. I told you.
But yeah, I just wanted to put a lot of appreciation because I just saw her twerking on Ruby. I was like,
It wasn't even a twerk. She did two. She just threw it back subtly, and I was just like,
I see why niggas be spending money on girls willy nilly. Because I almost took out money that I didn't have and almost dropped it on my phone.
See, it's like different time, different era. I just been like, yo, you can't. Because the girl tried you with that, he's like, you're not a lotto. That's all you had to say.
Come on now,
you ain't shit, nigga, and you not lotto. I don't care.
Yo, so on to the next one. Bruno Mars. I know this nigga Bruno Mars had a gambling problem over here. Last year for my birthday, he went to Vegas. I saw Bruno Mars. Dope performance, by the way. Top tier, probably. I don't know if I put him in the top 10 performers. That's OD, but definitely this generation's Elvis. Top performer. Yeah, you know. He has hits, but apparently he has a gambling debt over $50 million at MGM, and he signed a contract for $90 million, and he had to take $50 million out of that for his debt. What's your whole thoughts on Bruno Mars?
Oh, you got to reshuffle that. So he gets $90 million gross. That's before mm-hmm. taxes. So net, he probably getting $60, $65 million. And it's a year-to-year deal. So he's getting this every year he does the residency. So he's still up. So it's not the same, but of the money he's owed, he got to give a lot of that back. But he also stays at the MGM. He lives in Vegas for the residency. He eats for free. Like, you know, he has business plans. So it's not that his debt is more so like he wilding. He's spending the money like I'm going to the tables. It's not a regular nigga debt. Let's put it that way.
Oh yeah, definitely not. He ain't gonna be on the streets or whatnot. Yeah,
but basically it's just like, all right, until your residency is up and you paid up, nigga, you about to perform all these hits. You better put the studio in Vegas. You better get like Usher and get comfortable. So
I know that Booker Sugar had niggas out here be having a gambling.
But he was also a professional.
That's why Six Sonic be having beef with each other.
But he also was, what's it called? Before he hit it big in music, he was a professional poker player. So, you know, now that you got the funds, you play high end tables. You can make a couple hundred thousand in poker in a couple hands if you're playing high stakes. So, or high buy ins. So, it's not surprising that he would accumulate that fund, especially since he's been in Vegas since two birthdays ago. So it makes sense. Not makes sense, but it's like I can justify how it happened.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna lie, nigga. I ain't gonna lie. I did for my birthday this year. I did gamble a little bit, and I did lose a little bit of money that I won. I don't know if I'll be able to stomach $50 million. I don't know if I could be at the table After I hit that 1 million, I'm like, all right, gang, I'm done. I ain't going to hold you. You're a better man than I am.
No, I think respectfully it comes down to, like, you know, like I ain't never seen a million, so you ain't getting a million of what I ain't got. You feel me? But I think when you got it, sometimes they don't really care that much.
Facts. Now, Slick, now, you know, New York typically holds our own, right? Slick, we try to big up our hometown heroes, you know, like Fat Joe, Ja Rule, 50 Cent, Fabulous, you know, Michael K. Williams. We try to hold people from our town, you know, we hold them in high regard, but apparently someone has fallen from grace. Niggas is tired of J-Lo, bro. Jennifer Lopez, niggas are tired of J-Lo referencing Jenny from the Block. I sent you this clip. This is what really set the people over edge.
TikTok or it's on Twitter?
Twitter.
Oh, shit. Damn, J-Lo. I mean, we've been sick of her since we realized Ashanti sang all her songs, but that's neither here nor there. Ah, man. What's she do now?
It reminds me like when I was 16 in the Bronx, running up and down the block. That crazy little girl who used to be wild and no limits, all dreams and
that girl was not so on apparently no fucking
block. She's been doing interviews and she keep referencing the Bronx. J-Lo, stop it. Stop it, baby. Stop it, my boy. No Diddy. Okay. Oh, speaking of which, I ain't put this on the docket. We no longer say pause no more, Slick.
Diddy. Straight Diddy.
No Diddy.
Straight Diddy.
We definitely say no Diddy no more. You feel we not saying you know, pause. Or none of that no more. Ayo is, yo, no Diddy though. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Yo, that's hilarious, by the way. Niggas really switched that shit up for Diddy now. Nah, Diddy done fall off of grace too.
Nah, we use Diddy as like the cancellation for pause. So you be pause and be like, nah, straight Diddy vibes. They be like, what?
Yeah, take that. You see how that nigga would say that? Yo, he been telling this all along, my nigga. He been telling this all along. But speaking of just J-Lo, baby girl, stop leaning on the Bronx heavily, girl, because niggas not really jacking you out here like that, baby girl. That's
they don't it. Fuck with you, Jenny.
They don't. You know, come on now.
You know, it's funny. It was like, yo, somebody was a Twitter, TikTok there. He's like, yo, I feel like they just told you, say you from the Bronx to give you some street cred, because nigga, when you go to the block, niggas don't know you. They ain't never seen you before. They know you from living like TV and shit.
Come on now, we already saving you by not talking about your music career and how you stole everything from Ashanti over here. We sparing you, baby girl. We sparing you, and for you to keep talking about, oh, I get a ham cheese on a roll. What New York nigga go to the bodega and get ham and cheese on a roll?
That's offending.
If you had said chopped cheese, that shit would have been more believable. Stop it, J-Lo. Stop it. You go with that white man and do what you gotta do. You had one hit in the hood with Selena. Niggas don't fuck with GG or Made in Manhattan, okay?
Yo, nigga, Made in Manhattan wasn't terrible. Hold on now, nigga. Let's relax. Let's not do it.
Calm down. But niggas did fuck with enough, though. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna give you credit for it.
I was about to say, somebody, yeah, in the same video I referenced earlier, it was like, yo, niggas ain't fuck with other movies. I was like, hold up, nigga. Though. Let's not lie. There was at least one or two we cared about a little bit.
All right, on to music. Cardi B albums.
I said my
new album. So she dropping new singles off the album. What's your expectation for Cardi B? You think she got a lot of hit on her?
If you scared, then just say that hoe enough is enough. No, that shit tough. But my expectations, I feel like, not to bite on your button, but I think she's scared, but it's a natural fear of how do I top what I've already done. When you have a debut that's that big, you always gonna compare it to that. So even the fact like she got sporadic hits,
2018,
yeah,
that's her last album.
But think about it, that's her only album, nigga. You said last. No, but the fact that, you know, she had such success, many number one songs, viral songs, and to think WAP, Up, Please Me, Enough, Whatever You Like, Freestyle, Bongos. I think those are the six that she dropped. All the her feature run in the last 2 years that she's dropped. Like, those are hits. But you can realistically say she only put the last two or three on her next project, because the other joints is just so old, right? Mm. I think the
first, she could be like French Montana. French
Montana, nobody wants to. Nobody wants to be like French Montana, and I've said that since like episode one. But anyways, the idea that, you know, how do I top this? How do I produce music? I think I expect her to have good production. I think the beats that she's had recently have been solid. But I think she got to just make authentic music. Stop chasing hits. Like, enough. I'm like, you hit us in the pocket that we wanted. Everything that we was saying, oh, Cardi about to come out and kill, it had Tomorrow 2 vibes. It had, you know, that the in the club, trying to fuck. Like, it had all the vibes that you wanted. The beat was hard. It was simple. Easy to remember. Like, she got to put out music and talk about her life. Because I think some of my most enjoyable moments on Invasion of Privacy was either when she got real nasty or real vulnerable when she was singing and shit. So the fact that she's going through, are they still getting divorced?
No, they're together. I think they could be divorced. After the show, they fucked and they've been quiet ever since.
That's fine. I mean, I get that. So, you know, talk about the struggles in your marriage, what it's like to be in the Hollywood eye and have that pressure. I think she has lanes where if she's going to get in the booth and the writer's going to join her, they can curate some shit that'll be real interesting, but does the public care enough? Because I don't think this one debuted at number one either, did it?
No. But you know what I think? It's going to have the Drake effect. And what I mean by the Drake effect is niggas are going to hate on this album due to her not dropping for a long time. If it's not blow out the water fire, niggas going to hate. But I think after a while, after niggas get that first hate out and let the album age, I think niggas gonna embrace it. I think this might be her views. That's what I think. This might be her views. Niggas gonna come out crazy like, yo, Cardi B trash, Cardi B fell off, because you already know the barbs. She already has that. The barbs are already going to attack that shit crazy.
You know what's funny? I ain't listened to the Nicki album. I tried. I was like, it's okay. It's not really. I think I've outgrown it. I'm listening to Lotto album. Like Joe said, like, she got it right now. Ain't nobody fucking with her.
Yeah. And Sexy Red, I ain't gonna lie. I know you don't like Sexy Red. I know, but
she had me that one time
when I saw that ghetto girl could make a hit.
Yeah, nah. I think when I started to embrace Sexy Red, I just felt like such an idiot. So I was like, I had to stop. I haven't listened to Get It Sexy yet, outside of whatever clips they play.
I already know girls is gonna be shaking their ass.
Oh, I forgot
you're going back. I'm gonna be right behind them.
You going back outside?
Get It Sexy. Girls, I'm outside for this.
Girls don't shake ass no more. Relax. They shake ass into air. They don't shake ass on niggas.
Oh anymore. Yeah, they don't throw the ass. Yo, bring back. Speaking of just having Vibes Cartel play early, bring back the reggae vibes and shit, bro. I'm tired of niggas shaking hips in the spot. I'm tired of niggas getting sturdy.
They're not shaking hips no more, nigga. They doing that. What's that shit? Official.
Oh, that the Remsky. Sure. Oh, I'm doing that shit this summer. Oh. Oh, come on, hey. How you about putting my being my side, bitch? I'm doing that shit all summer. Catch me in the summertime doing that. But after doing that, throw some ass on a person. Every man to a blood cut girl. Okay.
That's not happening. That era is over, bro. You ain't catching nothing. Only girls, you getting a little slow, soft wine if that's your girl. That's it.
That's a fact. But Big Sean came back with a new single. Which he's spitting on this one. How you feel about this? We're gonna play a quick snippet.
Let's get it. Yeah.
I think where I lack most as an artist is consistency. I just haven't had the energy to compete with enemies or your so called bigger three. But every verse I lay, fans love to say, man, niggas asleep. But 200 million records up, though, it isn't a dream. Even if you was my son, you couldn't be little me. My life got more layers than a secret identity. And I'm all money in like Nip and Jay Stone whipping the brakes. And I get to snapping on if it never was the weakest link. I might have been a sneaky link. She know if she get a shot with me, the bitch gon' get a buzz. And I don't mean a drink. B.I.G., but somehow I need a shrink. I hate when people tell me that it's never that serious.
It's Sears. I'm happy for sure.
I'm not jacking it no more. You know, you was in my top five, Big Sean. I'm a real Big Sean fan, but fuck out of here. Who you saying the bigger three, nigga? You should have said two, nigga, J. Cole and Kendrick. Don't talk about my GOAT like that. Don't talk about the boy, the chosen one. 666.
Sean might have bars for Drake right now. Drake, we know Drake. We heard Scary Hours 3, but we know Sean might be able to come out. And I think it's like the Wale thing. It's like we put so much emphasis on the big three. Like, they don't go. There's not a moment where you're not getting music from any of them. So, like, the fact that, you know, they on tour and they chilling, Cole prepping, Kendrick tweaked out on his little Fence the other day, but, you know, he seemed like he getting ready for something. Drake always dropping some shit, but, you know, he on tour right now. I think Sean is in a space where it's like, all right, like, y'all should appreciate me a little more. Because, like, you think about it from our era, right? You got those, the five I just mentioned, the big three, Wale, Kendrick. You could say Cudi if he was really into it. Who else we got? ASAP's still out here, but he ain't really putting out music like that. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I don't really know. Wale's supposed to come out with it.
I got Wale. Like, Wale's in my 2010 to 2020 rotation. That
Freddie Gibbs. I don't know if he's in people's top.
If you appreciate lyricism and hip hop, like, for sure. Yeah, but I'm saying, like,
he's been very consistent too.
But I mean, I'm talking about outside of consistency. I'm talking about, like, you actually, like, re-hitting a level of, but Freddie's, I think, overall peaking mainstream a lot now.
Oh, Nas.
But that's old though. That's what I'm saying. Like, that in our era, not just think, because our era is conflated because the era before was still involved in putting out hits. But if you just take out, like, the Ye's, the J's, the Nas's, the Fifths, all of them, like, the guys who came out around 2008, 2010 and, like, really carry type shit.
Ooh, I don't know. I have to look up, like, the 2010 freshman class list.
But then think about who's still here and shit. Like, 21 came on a little late, but you could say right now he in the out of that group of guys that's, like, in they mid to late 30s.
Wiz Khalifa
will always play. I'm thinking Wiz, he always has, like, a hit, but a consistent body of work that somebody will reference. Like, Sean might be four. He might be four in that group.
He's four in my shit.
So that's why I'm like, I'm excited for new music. And I think that watching him grow as an artist was always a dope ass thing to see. What project was it that he had that I was like, well, I'm a 2099. Him and Janae, they put out that shit was crazy. 2088, that shit was fucking beautiful.
Oh yeah, you had Currency. Currency is part of that lineage as well.
But Sean, what album was that with Bounce Back on it? Dark Sky Paradise was fucking tough. I Decided it might be my favorite Big Sean album, though, if I'm being honest.
Bro, I'm looking at some of these niggas on the list, and shit looks spooky. A lot of these niggas, they still around, but niggas is not doing much.
It'd be like that.
Nigga, I see Macklemore, Hopspin. Yo, what happened to Hopspin? Remember that nigga had YouTube on a frenzy with the lyricism.
Bro, but that lyricism not going to get you paid. Let's keep it a stack. It's not going to get you hit.
Well, in the future. But I'm excited, though. I appreciate, actually, you know, I know Detroit 2 didn't get a lot of love. I actually really like Detroit 2. There's a couple of songs on my playlist from Detroit 2. Big Sean has been always overrated because I think he was one of them niggas from that group that went pop first, you know, with some of the singles. And then also he was dating a lot of pop icons at the time. RIP to Nina, I think that was her name. And also Ariana Grande. So I think they kind of like took him out of the hip hop lane a little bit. And also from his interview from Drink Champs, we see that he had bad business. So that's why he wasn't able to like really do much. But I'm excited for Big Sean. You know, he just got a kid doing his thing. So I'm proud of him. Also with new album, Beyonce officially dropped the date for Act 2. You ready to get your cowboy hat? Yeah! Go on, man.
I've only listened to the Maxwell version of the one song. So I don't really, I mean, I'm not going to say I'm not going to listen to it. Because I also was skeptical of the disco joint. I really enjoyed that project. So I probably, you know, let the Hive have it first, and then I'll get around to it once I hear the records. So,
I'm excited for this because black country and singers are just being pushed to the. We talking about Shaboozy. Also, I didn't even know K Michelle did country music.
Yeah, I heard about that. I remember that. Damn, yeah, we talking about album expectations. Niggas is not talking about that new Justin Timberlake.
Oh yeah, niggas is not jacking that nigga. Niggas is not jacking that.
But
nigga,
the songs I heard sound good. I just have to. I mean, I'm a big JT fan, and even I haven't sat down. Maybe because I'm still recovering from the debacle that was that Usher album. But not debacle. I mean, not disrespect, son. But it wasn't what it needed to be. It was Usher trying to make music.
I mean, the deluxe. You like the deluxe, right?
It's two songs, nigga. I'm just sitting here like, yo, bro. I'll be like, sometimes for my favorite artist, let me be an A&R. I know I ain't shit. Y'all ain't nobody. But let me, you know, I think I have a good sense of what the audience wants to hear. Like, nigga, let's take a song that's just okay and make it great. You know, let me be Diddy Pause. But nah, I got the album. I downloaded the album. I heard a couple of snippets of it, but I'm going to sit down this weekend and bump it while I'm doing some work. Because I think that JT, I feel like the Timbaland said this shit was going to be heat, but I think people still mad at him for the Britney Spears shit.
For why?
Because you can't.
This shit, yo.
It don't matter,
this
bro.
This shit was how many decades ago? We actually could use the word decades.
It don't matter, bro. Britney was, she was, they wasn't taking care of her. So he was a contributing factor. He used it to launch his career in the eyes of the community. So that's how it be, bro.
Please. Oh, my God. People, to sports. I ain't gonna lie. Niggas is stepping into this podcast lane as the duo, not giving homage to the best duo on this shit, Slick. Yo, niggas not giving the best, niggas not giving homage to the best duos that's doing this shit, Slick. Niggas are stepping in our lane. Okay. We got the GOAT, LeBron James and JJ Redick, just dropped their new podcast, which is going to be strictly about basketball. What's your thoughts on these niggas stepping on our toes, Slick? They better recognize, they better pay homage to us in their second episode. Like, yo, this might not go well. It's the best podcast duo out here, so. Much love to them. We just grateful they allow us to have a space in this podcast lane. Like, pay homage, little niggas.
I think it works because it's two basketball nerds talking about basketball, not niggas that just play. Like, not saying to disrespect anybody that's doing it, that's just going out there talking shit. But Bron is a nerd, mm-hmm. and JJ Redick on his podcast, he breaking down the X's and O's of different shit. And like, yo, how did y'all run this and this play and this, that, and the third? I think it goes a long way to, as like young basketball players, you go there to get some IQ about what, how like real elite players see the game. Because it's not just the physicals. You could tell when a player falls off when they only have was the physicals. But like, yo, how you think the game? And I think for LeBron, like, oh, nigga, you was taking bums to the conference finals and shit. Like, yeah, because basketball is a sport. You put people in a position to succeed, you get as far as that you position them to get. So I think it'll be dope to hear.
Okay, hot take. This podcast, I saw the first episode. This shows me that LeBron's not going to be a coach in the future. I don't want him to be a coach in the future. Given how we said we were going to talk about this, but we've been having a lot of topics recently, how the AAU culture and how people are growing up just learning how to play basketball. I don't think LeBron would be an effective coach, given what these kids' heads are about with NIL deals and all that other stuff. Niggas do not have the same passion for basketball. Or I want to say the same, but it's, yeah, they don't have the same. They have a different perspective on their love for basketball compared to what LeBron had to have to make it to the league now. So this first episode kind of showed me like, yo, LeBron really is a nerd. He really could break it down. And also he talks about some of his pet peeve and how some people don't want to fight back, and also for the 2-on-1. So I could just tell, I know everybody wants him to be a coach. I don't think, due to his passion, his love, I don't think he's going to be able to effectively be a great coach due to the culture that's going on in basketball right now. But that's a hot take, though. I want LeBron to be a coach and an owner, though. All right. Speaking of just Jalen Green, thank you for that 42 points the other night, Jalen. Jalen's been going crazy, putting up wild stats. He tied his career high with the 42. Yo, Slick, I guess for niggas to really lock in, Slick, niggas got to get a girl pregnant. And niggas got to lock in that way. What's your thoughts about Jalen Green going crazy recently?
That nigga said, I'm going to let my game do the talking. I got a little one on the way. I got to get this paper, so I'm not mad at it. I think that, too, like, he has the talent, but, you know, young dudes don't, like, I'm getting NBA money. I'm fucking NBA women. Like, I'm not worried about it. Now he got some real responsibility for the first time in his life, because think about it. He was a prodigy in middle school and high school, so he was probably be able to coast. Got to G League Ignite, got to just shoot the ball, didn't really have to do shit, got the bread. This is his first real foray into responsibilities, and he dealing with a grown-ass woman. Let's keep it a buck. It's not no young girl that don't know shit.
That shit.
She done got a baby that's your age, literally. That's some wild shit to say out loud. But she's like, if you're going to try to be with her, you're going to have to really hold it down. She needs endorsement deals. She needs you can't just, that rookie deal ain't going to cut it. So show out. And it's the end. It's the part of the season where, like, the guys are either getting ready for the playoffs or they know they're not making it, or and they're trying to see, like, all right, who can play? He's like, he better go out there.
Get that contract extension.
Word. He's what, year two, this is year three? So he's supposed to, he's fighting for a contract extension. This is his first eligible summer to get the max. He's not getting a rookie max deal, but he got $100 million on the line, which means Dre got $17 million on the line based on New York child support. I don't know how much child support is in Houston, but shit.
Funny how you know the percentage in New York.
Boy. I'm just saying, the first baby is 17%, bro.
Damn, shit. These little niggas are expensive. Yo, speaking of which, hold on. This is my check-in, because I was pissed the fuck off earlier this week. I'm sorry. Before we get to our, before we get to the last time before the solemn week. Nigga, the fuck am I paying taxes for, my nigga? The fuck am I paying taxes for? Apparently, just because you don't have kids, nigga, you not getting no money back, and you got to pay back shit, bro. What the fuck is, what part of the game is this shit, bro?
You did your taxes and you got to get shit.
Just because I don't got kids, I don't get shit back, and I got to pay niggas?
Should have went to school. Should have went to school.
What? No, what? Nah, what? Nah, what part of the game is this?
Should've, you should have went to school.
Because I'm over here, hounding my tax guy. Shout out to you. Because I'm like, yo, nigga not sending my shit. I'm like, usually he on time and shit. He finally sent my shit. I'm going to say, all right. I know, you know, not too much for me. I make decent money. I'm still broke, though. Don't ask me for nothing. so I'm thinking, like, I might get something. You know, I might put this little payment down for this vacation. I open that shit. You owe X, Y, Z. Nigga, what? I'm sitting here like, yo, gang. What the fuck do I owe shit for, nigga? I'm cool. I don't got no kids. I don't do no tax. I don't scam. I don't, you know.
That's why.
I don't do none of that.
You don't have kids. You're not in school. And you're in a tax bracket. You're in a middle class tax bracket. They have no incentive to give you money back. They said you underpaid. You gotta,
nigga, I will spend that shit right back. I was gonna spend that shit. I already had plans. Go to the strip. You know, I was gonna pay someone's college tuition over here. Gang.
You should have paid yours, because then you would have got a little. You probably would have broke even.
Nah, son, this is crazy. And then I'm like, yo, y'all want me to have a kid so bad. You know that shit costs way more than that little $3,000 per kid that y'all gonna try to give me out here.
Shit, you right. So it makes you a bit.
And then I'm not even gonna get it for real, because the mother's gonna, you know, girls be stingy when it comes to that shit.
Oh yeah, yeah, nah, give me that. What? I think the first, that's the first shit. Don't y'all both get it? And after that, it's over. Then it's clipped. Then it's like, all right, take your money.
Yeah, no, yeah. They be like, oh now you all of a sudden niggas want to be the niggas want to have the kid as a dependent. Like, I made the kid too. Like, yo, once that tax season come around, yo, you not the father, you not nothing over here. They the real parent.
Damn,
and then this also made me pissed off too, because now I'm about to start smacking little kids around the way, because I'm seeing kids cut school and shit. And I'm like, yo, my tax money is paying for all this bullshit over here, and I'm not getting nothing back. You little niggas better go to school now. I'm about to be a Karen out this bitch now. I'm calling the cops. If I see little niggas out here at around 11 or 12 not in school, I'm snitching, because nigga, I'm not paying my good tax money for you niggas to. Y'all better eat that stupid school lunch. I'm sick, Slick. I'm sick. I'm sorry. That was my weekly check-in. I forgot to bring that up. Because when I saw that, bro, I was like, what part of the game is this? Yo, Trump, if you fucking with niggas, Trump, if you fucking with niggas, bro, I'm fucking with you, gang. I don't know what Biden talking about. Biden's talking about he got a new loan forgiveness plan.
Fuck him. Why do you listen to him?
I don't know what he got going on, but Trump, if you fuck with niggas, bro, and you give me some money in my tax, and during tax time, nigga, you got my vote, gang. You got my vote. I'm sorry. All right, let's get to this last topic. Yeah,
tell him
Kobe Bryant's parents are supposedly selling his championship rings, which caused a whole lot of uproar in social media. What's your thoughts on Kobe Bryant's parents selling his rings?
I think Gilbert Arenas and them said it. Yeah, the parents didn't get late and get left shit. He left it all to his daughters and his wife. So, at that point, when you funding somebody's lifestyle, you don't expect your time. You have an untimely demise. You're not really thinking about everybody else, right? You got five girls to take care of. Well, five girls, the community wife to take care of. So, them trying to sell it, I mean, that's a conversation between them and Vanessa. But if he left them in possession of those items, and that's what they choose to do, so be it. You don't have to like it, but that's on them.
Well, it's apparently just the 2000 championship ring. But apparently they were considering selling it in 2013 along with several other pieces of memorabilia, but it took the ring off the market. Now, I kind of feel some type of way due to his exchange, his arranged relationship with his with his parents. Like, I know for a fact he didn't have a good relationship with his parents, per se. Not saying he didn't love them or whatnot, but, you know, I don't know. If my son gift me a championship ring, I'm going to keep it in the family. I understand that you're broke. I understand you didn't get nothing. But your son died. Your son died tragically. RIP to Kobe and RIP to everyone. I think you would have kept something that he gifted you instead of selling it for bread. And I could kind of see why Vanessa ain't trying to break y'all off, bro. Because if y'all that shiesty enough to sell your dead son's ring, says a lot about niggas' character. That's just my take on it, though. But do what you got to do, man. That's not none of my business. All right, let's get to our song of the week. Well, if you're listening to this on YouTube, I feel sorry for you because this shit choppy, because I have to do a lot of heavy editing on this shit. So, yeah, don't listen to this on YouTube. But, oh, yeah, fuck you, nigga, who sit here comment on our Matt Wright exposed video, comment on our stats. Nigga did a whole breakdown stat on our shit and left a disrespectful comment. Fuck you, nigga.
Wait, what happened?
Nah, niggas, yo, if you ever look at our Matthew, the snippet for the last episode about Matthew, right? Nigga broke down our whole year of YouTube. We do numbers in the podcast name, not on the YouTube.
Oh, that's okay, jokes. I'm about to look at that. That shit hilarious.
Fuck you, nigga. But anywho, yeah, please go to a live podcast app on iOS or Android, preferably. Or you can go to our Apple Music or Spotify Music playlist to listen to our song of the week. What you got this week, brother?
Two returning artists. The first one, shout out Bryson Tiller, about to drop another album. This is Bryson Tiller, Calypso.
We got our names on the guest list. I can't forget your name, always had it on a necklace. She said, new phone, who this? As soon as I texted, then I saw a pretty little face standing right by the exit. I said, it's funny that you here, cause I know this really ain't your thing. She said, you got that right, and a car will arrive in 15. She said, it's 12:35, and she still got work in the morning. I ain't tryna kill the vibe, you can see it in my face, I'm torn. Yeah, but wait, just like magic, they playing our song from way back when we fell in love. She put down her jacket and gave me her phone, said I can't stay, but just hold up. Moving through the crowd, almost dropped my drink, girl, we in LA, that shit ain't cheap. She said you ain't changed one bit, put my hands on her hips and said just focus on me. Her body like Calypso, Calypso. She throwing that back, I'ma leave with my fist up.
Yeah, I love it when you get low. I saw my hand down your back on your task when you get low. That's the boy Bryson Tiller, Calypso, off the up and coming Bryson Tiller album. Sounding all right. I want to see what the album really hit for. Next up, that boy Party back. This is Party Next Door, Real Woman, off P4.
It's taught me. Damn. The way she looking, she been eating hard wheat. Damn. I checked her book and she been busy for a week. Damn. She and the girls, I ain't eating that creep. Do what she want, yeah. Everything she ever wanted. Give me just what I want, yeah. That's the type of girl I made my wife be. That's the type of girl I get the chains and the cherry red jeans. That's the type of bitch I tell her friends that he can't do it like me. I'm so proud of her. She made me proud of her. And the bitch so pricey, yeah. I spend
guess that's the boy.
Okay, party. Okay, party.
Real woman.
All right, man. This is an old song, but due to the Remsky dance and just the vibe I've been on for the last couple of weeks, I just had to play this classic. Came out a year ago. Here is Cash Cobain and Chow Lee, Jay Holiday.
Don't say God bless when I see you, cause I'm already blessed, bitch. Don't got no time for no X-Miss. Don't even text, but you still get the message. Pussy was better than expected. Hit that ass, shot your name off the checklist. I ate that pussy for breakfast. Oh, you sucking dick around sleep, what's your preference? I gotta put you to bed, bitch. That pussy good, baby, but you was a bad bitch. I wanna fight every nigga that had it. I wanna fight every nigga that had it. You causing this madness. Yeah, I sneeze, but I'm already blessed, bitch. I don't want none of your blessings. What you got, son? You blessed, bitch. I wanna dominate, yes, bitch. I'ma go dominate, yes, bitch. Being that pussy, no drumming it, yes, bitch. It's either cut you the gun in it, yes, bitch. I put you in my eyes only on the Snapchat. Hitting that shit from the back, back, whip, whip. Hitting that shit, it goes fast, back. Can't told that pussy fat, fat. Need it, I want it, so I gotta have that. Stomping, I'm screaming, I'm slap, slap. Keep me a gag, gag, I'll never lie back. Nigga, what else? Bitch, where you at?
Nah, I felt that. I want to fight every nigga that had it. Dead ass. You ever had a pussy so good that you didn't want to fight any nigga that she had interactions with?
Nah, she just better not be talking to that nigga no more.
And speaking of just Sexy Red, we talked about her earlier. This is a song of the summer. I'm stamping it. This is Sexy Red. Get it sexy. I gotta really keep fighting niggas up. Bow, 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 bow. Growl, bow. Now, I can't wait to the spot a girl shaking their ass to that. Oh my, Slick, come on! I know you're off the Sexy Red train. This don't got hit written on it.
I was able to resist the Sexy Red effect that time, so I don't know. I gotta play it again. Well, I don't want to play it again, but at least if I hear.
Nah, I just gotta take you to the spot. Well, I can't take you to the spot because you are committed.
I just gotta sit in the corner. I'm gonna be at the bar.
I'm just gonna you know, video record you, be like, yo, ass shaking over here. But ass shaking.
We go to the bar. We go each other birthday drinks. I'll sit there and just watch you engage in the ass shakery.
Yeah. Come on now. End is history. We got to talk about that Mary J. Blige song one of these days. That got to be one of the top worst but top popping songs ever. But that was Sexy Red, Get It Sexy. You can find our previous song of the week on Apple Music Playlist or our Spotify Music Playlist. But that's not what you're here for. You're here for the people's choice, the people's favorite, Slick Drop It.
I can be toxic, but so what? You going to love it here. Shit, fuck is you talking about? We have fun over here. It's very fun here.
And it's fun indeed. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Toxic Service Announcement. All right. This TSA is sponsored by no one, but you can sponsor this segment by emailing us at thismonogoa@gmail.com. And we do not have a special guest to speak. Send hate DMs to Big Money V. I'm kidding, by the way. Don't send her no hate. That's our third co-host on the line. But Slick, I got some topics on deck, Slick. So I was coming across this list of people doing their Hear Me Out list. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know, the Hear Me Out is like an unpopular opinion that you think people would hate you on a topic. But we're going to go to a celebrity edition, Slick. What's your Hear Me Out person, a celebrity on your list that you will take it to Pound Town, like Pound Town.
Rhea Ripley.
that's not a hear me out.
Hear me out.
Because nigga, that's on my hear me out list too. Oh, you want that milk of magnesium? Okay.
He's Australian, so it still counts as a foreign.
Ooh. Right. Okay, my hear me out is Viola Davis. Okay. Not too much. Hold on. What was that movie she was in with The Woman King?
She ain't shower.
Yo, the sweat glistening off of her and her fighting on aggressiveness, like now Viola Davis and Frances, that little snot bubble on her lip. I could just imagine, okay, you know what? Let me not do too much.
Disgusting.
Come on out. Who else is on your hear me out?
My hear me out.
Yo, Betty White from Golden Girl. I ain't gonna lie. Betty White. Are we ready to pod, Slick? are we ready to pod?
Some one of us is apparently. Please detail.
Yo, you ever watch Golden Girls, bro? Really. Hear me out on that one. Come on now. Betty White, RIP. That was a special one right there.
That's some wild shit. You were really nasty.
Come on now.
Shit. Bro, Rhea Ripley was mine. I was like, you got me. You have my heart. I watch all your matches.
I ain't gonna lie, Slick. Maybe I just like aggressive women, but Gorilla, what's good, man?
Nah, with the new titties.
Yeah, Glow.
With the new titties, yeah. I'll give you that one. That's fair.
Yeah, even though she gonna sound like a nigga when you hit, she gonna sound like Pop Smoke when you hit it from the back. I still remember that video.
That's some wild shit, bro.
You don't have no wild hit me, hear me out, Slick.
I'm really looking through like the list. Like I don't have no crazy Johns. I'll tell y'all who my celebrity joints is. I'm trying to think. I ain't gonna front dark skin on Viv. She could have got it back in the day.
Oh, especially when she did that. I knew she'd go crazy on a dick when she did that dance performance in the dance studio.
Yeah, she was flexible at 45. I was with it.
Oh, and shout out to her because her and Will Smith.
Miss Quash
B. Linked up for the book. So I'm gonna lie, that's a good hear me out. I'm trying to think. Ooh, hold on. It was a good. I don't know. I'm, for some reason, a TV. Oh, D from Wayne's Brother.
You a nasty.
Hear me man. Out. You a nasty. Hear me no. out.
What?
Some big titties. You're not Jackie D. I'm from the Wayne's Brother.
I was more Marlon than Sean. She wasn't fucking with me. She like, get out of here. She wanted the pretty boys. I'm good.
And then for put a little white girl on my list. Janice from Friends. I know her voice was annoying as shit.
Oh, Fran Drescher. Hear me out.
That's not on hear me out. Anybody with fun. She had the drip.
Sorry.
Nah, she was bad as shit, though. She was bad as shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. That was a good one. That's a good one right there. I think, you know what? I definitely say Carly Lorray, whatever her name is, definitely hear me out. No. I ain't gonna lie. She been posting those pictures, too. I'll spin her little ass up there and leave her up there on me. On me.
No. It's wrong. You.
We're not. Slick is not apparently ready for TSA today in this episode. He's not ready to pod.
We never talked about
I'm going to bring this. I'm going to bring this back with some guests.
I can't engage. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, really? You really thought about this shit?
Yeah, nigga, I put it on the docket.
I was like, wow, I can't tell you. I'm trying to think. I ain't going front. Earthy Kitten.
Sarah Jessica Parker. All right, don't judge me too much because I used to watch Sex and the City.
Obviously.
I know everybody was going for Sam because she was the freak and she was sucking while she was fucking and doing all that. I ain't going to lie. Sarah Jessica Parker had a sweet spot in my heart. I got to put that on there, though. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel like none of my hear me outs are bad. They'd be like every time I throw it out there, I'm like, I can't think of no crazy John. like, damn, niggas gonna say I'm disgusting. I mean, you getting nasty. I say, hear me out, Sarah J.
Nigga, I'm fucking that on. Nigga, hear me the fuck out on that one. Remember, we call her the Draymond Green.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
She ain't nothing. The game ain't pretty, but she gonna get you what you need.
So every single time.
She gonna get you what you need.
Every single time.
I'm with that. Hear me out with that. That's a good one right there. Uma Thurman. Miley Cyrus. Okay. Is Miley Cyrus wildin'? When she was shaking that little chicken tender butt.
Yeah, you nasty. That's wild. I don't want that Miley. I want new Miley. I want Miley that went from white to black to white to really white to pseudo cool. I want that Miley. I don't want the black. They keep that. That looked like it wasn't fun.
And if you know, you know Maya Randolph. If you know who Maya Randolph is and who her mother is, leave me alone in peace. Okay. Let's get to our next segment. Should you delete all pictures of your ex on your phone and social media?
Yeah, why not?
You don't think you want to save that memory or just have that memory of your time with that person? What if y'all didn't end off in a negative note?
I think it's just about protecting the piece of your future partner. I think everybody got a memento or something that probably bring them back to them places. But I'm just like, it's like having like whole folders and shit or like mad flicks, like whatever. I feel like that stuff you kind of want to leave in the past. Cause it's like, if you don't want to leave it in the past, it's like, oh, what's keeping you there? You know, type shit. You don't want to ever have those comments. It could be nothing. I just feel like it's safer just to be like, all right, bet.
It really depends though, because it really depends what's the picture and what's the context. Because what if you was locked in with a shorty, right? And y'all went to a different part of the country. And you never went back. And you got a picture of, like, I could just imagine if you went to Brazil with a shorty, you got a picture at the Christ Redeem. And that's the only picture that you have in front of the Christ Redeem. But it's with you and your girl doing a couple's picture. Would you delete that tape shit? Now, obviously, sex tapes and sexy pictures and all that other shit, delete. I'm with that, but... I'm talking about more of those pictures of places that y'all been that you never really got to go back again.
I think stuff like that, like if you have like one, like a couple, like you could have an album or something away, but it shouldn't be like something that's outwardly there. Like you shouldn't be having no pictures in your crib or like, you know, on your socials and whatnot. Like that's like archival. Like, ah, shit, we did do that. Like that's cool type shit. Like, you don't have to completely. I'm not a saying you want to erase everything like what they meant and like the moments you had, but it's like it just makes things a lot easier.
All right, let me throw a curveball real quick. You find your shorty has a picture or two of her previous relationship. Are you gonna ask her to delete it?
No, that's on you. I mean, I might just be like, wow, okay. I might feel a little weird about it, but I'm like, if you got a valid reason why you got it, I think I don't give a fuck. Like, you ain't told to nigga no more.
So you comfortable with her having a picture of her ex or a video of her ex?
If it's one or two, if it's a bunch of them shits, I was like, hold on, now you wilding. Why we got all this shit? What's going on here? You lying to me?
what about if it's on her social media? Because you know, remember, I mean, not in this new day and age, it's popular just to have 12 posts. But remember back in the days, niggas just had like 1,000 posts on their page, and they probably just forgot about it. Would you tell them like, yo?
If you really searching for that though, that's wild. Like, I mean, I feel like. We at the point where if you got like over 50 pictures on your social, what's going on? How much fun you really having, my nigga? What's going on? Like, what you doing? But nah, I mean, like, I'd probably be like, I'd feel a way probably early on if we weren't established. Like, we were like, if it's a new relationship, you don't really want to have to see reminders of that other person. If you got time, man, it's like at that point, nigga, why that shit still up there? Because it's like, we here now. You feel me? That's why I said it wouldn't be a big deal to me. Because like,
I think I'll be more upset for the pictures on social media than the pictures on your phone type shit. Because I have like, we both have pixels and whatnot. Like Google saved this shit and back it up on a fucking, on a server. So I don't even know how many pictures from the past that I have on this shit. So if it's like, if it's from like 5-10 years ago, you still have it. I'm like, I'm not tripping over that. But if it's on your social media, I don't know. I feel some type of way about that. I would want you to delete that off your social media. But if you have it on your phone, just put that shit in the hidden folder like all your other shit. You know what I mean? Like, put a passcode on it, mama. Don't ever let me see this shit. I don't want to hear you talk about it. And I think we good, though. But I don't think you should at least archive it. You don't have to delete it, but archive pictures on social media. You never know. Just speaking on just relationship, I just sent you something on Twitter. My fellow Aquarius, Michael B. Jordan speaks about just being lonely after 2 years of just not being in a relationship.
I go back and forth between wanting partnership and then not knowing what's the best partner for me. Mm-hmm. And the worst part is the loneliness that comes with that. I think there's a loneliness that I have, like bringing them into my world, but what I got going on isn't easy. And it's not just, I love you, you love me. That should be enough, right? The responsibility that you have and is isolating and the weight is isolating. Mm. So I think the worst part of that is the feeling like nobody really understands. I go back.
Ooh, that was some real shit, but I just want to make a quick joke. Lori Harvey really fucked this nigga up over here. He gonna lie. Damn, when you lose a bad bitch, that shit really lasts with you. That shit sticks with you for a minute now. You can't recover from that so easily. You feel me? Girls be talking about, oh, guys get over women. Niggas really don't be getting over women that quick.
Not a bad bitch. You can get over.
We subsided with some coochie.
Yeah, you can get over.
Get over that.
You get over like a cute girl. You could. You know, a bad. Ooh.
Yeah, nigga. Like, oh, especially when she move on quick too. Like,
she moved on with
you. You know she can move on quick.
Yeah.
Don't matter how many bitches I fuck, I'm hurting inside.
I'm about to say, I can't get another you. Well, I don't have another you on the roster. It's gonna take some time. He was being real shit.
Isn't that a fact, though? Niggas can't really bounce back with a baddie. Unless you one of them ones, for real. Niggas can't really... A lot of niggas can't bounce back with a baddie right off the rip. Niggas really got to take time and prep for that shit. And really, like, soft launch that shit for real.
That's a fact.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on Michael B. Jordan saying he's lonely?
I think it's true. I think when you think about it from the perspective of a successful man who has had a public relationship that probably left him a little jaded... But it's also in his line of work. He's busy, 8-9 months out the year? Not only just acting, but now he's directing, he's producing, you know, writing, all company. These different things. And like I think he made a point in the interview. He's like, yo, or another point, he's like, yo, I'm responsible for everything that's happening here, and I'm taking care of everybody back home. And it's like, to really lock in on a relationship, and I think a lot of men sometimes, I sometimes have to remind myself, like, just because you do so much for others, you can't not do for your partner, right? And even in that space, sometimes what you think is enough might not be enough, or, you know, sometimes people want more, and it's not necessarily selfish, but sometimes people see their needs, and not to say they don't see the bigger picture, but they are the bigger picture in that space, right? And so you have to be able to, A, communicate that, but also, from his perspective, it's like, yo, where is the balance come? How do you balance that when you're in a position, again, as a caretaker for others, professionally and personally, while also trying to really be immersed in the beauty of love? Because it's a beautiful thing, but when you're immersed in it, a lot of times other shit don't matter, you know? So, go ahead.
Also, one of the main things, too, is his line of work comes with a strict boundary. And given not too much on women, given what times we are, boundaries are not being respected, or boundaries can be seen as controlling in other regards. So with him too, he just can't have just any partner just doing anything randomly, saying anything randomly, and not holding it down in that part too. So I can see why finding an individual that can fit all of that. Wow. And the thing, and it's so crazy too, because now, not saying I'm on his level, not at all. A nigga's ugly compared to him. But... I can see how, like, you have this list of things that you would want, given the times that we are in. Try to find all of that with this person while still having chemistry. It's a hard fucking thing to do. Because you can meet someone who can have all that shit. And shit, the chemistry is not hitting the way that it want to hit for you.
It's not going to work.
And then you're going to feel like you're settling, and then that can cause, like, resentment, you feel me? So I could see, especially for him, because when he goes out and date, is the girl fucking with him for him, or the girl fucking with him because of what he could do for her, or what fucking with him can get her in different light? And you never know with people's intentions. You would never know until they show it to you. So everyone keep thinking about, you that lit, you can get any girl you want. Yeah, I can get any girl I want, but do I want any girl that I want? Like, do I want to interact with these girls? Are those girls really going to hold it down for me? They're going to understand the boundaries that I have, understanding what space, what field, what industry that I am. Are they going to be able to support that without feeling like they're losing a piece of themselves? And that's a hard thing. Michael B. Jordan, I got a couple girls uptown that could show you a good thing. You feel me? To supply them with the hookah. We outside this summer, Michael B. Come on, fuck with me. We in Tobago. We out here. Like, I could get you an Ice Spice gang. Yo, what you like? We got flavors in New York City. You feel me? You feel me? Come to the Blue and White Picnic. I got you some nice, sophisticated girls that I got a career. We go to Queens. Shout out to my girls in Astoria. What's that place with all the bad girls? St. Aubs? Oh my God. I swear, like all the bad girls I've been seeing on Instagram lately have been from St. Aubs, Queens, man. Am I saying it right? Slick.
I don't know, nigga. I don't go outside.
No, I'm just saying you from Queens, my nigga. I'm just saying St. Aubs.
I've heard, I think that's what it is. Somebody told me about that.
Oh, I swear, all them girls got cars and they bad as shit. So, nigga, pop out with the gang. I'll take you out over there. You feel me, Prospect? We lit this summer, Michael B. Jordan. I'm not gonna leave my brother out here like that. All right. let's get to our choose one and close out this episode. All right, Slick. This week's choose one. Would you rather be locked inside an old building with your significant other, or inside an amusement park with a celebrity? Choose one.
What celebrity are we talking about? No.
Any of your choosing, my nigga? What celebrity? You want Lotto? Big Lotto? Sanaa Lathan?
I'm just thinking, because inside an old building, what the fuck? What's the purpose? What are we in the building doing? Nothing?
You with your significant other, the love of your life, the person that you build something with.
I could be out in any building. I could be with her after I get out the building. I'll come home from the amusement park, so I might go. Like, what? There ain't no incentive.
Any time that you spend with your significant other is a wonderful time. It's way better than spending a day in an amusement park.
We locked in some old ass building, like some scenes fresh out of Saw. The fuck I want to do that for?
You could look at look outside, go to the rooftop, you know.
I could do that at home.
So, safe to say, you'd rather be in an amusement park with a celebrity.
Yeah, there ain't no romance me being locked in some old-ass building with her. What we about to do? Look at each other and just be tight? We both stuck? She'd be like, you stupid. You should have went to the amusement park. I would have went. Yeah, dumb as hell.
Yo, what is wrong with you? You know what? You just can't be in the company of your significant other. Just embrace. Just
I could do that. I could do that.
It's not an abandoned old building. It's just a rusty old building. You feel
exactly?
Me?
If I want a rusty old building, I would go to my rusty old apartment and sit the fuck down.
So, what amusement park you going to? The celebrity? You going to Dorney Park?
I'm going to Six Flags. I'm making that motherfucker buy that shit out. We turning up. I want to make a music video or something. We just running around doing dumb shit. I'm with it. All the smoke.
I ain't gonna lie. Put Kalani on there. Nigga, I'm in that music park.
She don't like dick.
For sure. Nigga, what you gotta ruin my shit for?
That's the only way you're gonna understand.
Come on now. Speaking of new album, new album's loading for Kalani, by the way. But Kalani, we could be in the amusement park where I like fun. You know, we could do the Superman machine. You know, I win you a prize, baby girl. Like, fuck with me. Like, give me one more. Give niggas one more chance. At least give this nigga a chance. You know me, girl.
Y'all gonna argue about trying to bag the same chick? It's all good, brother.
Yo, I'm with the trouble with her. Cause you know, you forgot her type. She like Victoria Monet. I'm with it. I think that's a good way to end it. Thank you for joining us on this audio journey. Hopefully, you enjoyed this. And please download the Alive Podcast app on iOS, on Android, and please follow us on social media at This Might Not Glow. Even a brand new business opportunity, please email us at thismightnotglow@gmail.com. I'm the voice outside, B-Weezy, a.k.a. Poppy Size Zone.
It's your boy, Slick Grayson. Thank you for the birthday, love y'all. We out of here. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
To Cam.
Just take the beats. try to tell them we up next. You can't stop that. This your favorite podcast. Every show is lit, baby. You know what we finna do. Slick gon' talk that slick talk. He gon' get political. Okay. Do not switch topics. Nope. Niggas is toxic.
Poppy shots don't always say it's something wrong. But
if you don't like it, what we saying, nigga? Oh, well. We try to tell you, baby, this might not go well. This might not go. Hey, that's it. One take. We're not even doing it again. Keep that. That's the one.